What's going on, One Love family? Welcome back to the One Love podcast. I'm your host, Eugenia Rhett, and I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. And if you're getting something out of it, share it with your friends and your family. That's all I ask. All right, guys, I love you, and let's get into today's topic. What is going on, One Love family? Welcome back to the One Love podcast. I'm your host, Eugenia Rhett. And here we are, 2 weeks later. Told you guys I'd be back every 2 weeks. Here we are. I am sticking to it. All right, so today is all about the missing piece. I just got done listening to my pastor preach, and it just, at the end of it, it got me thinking about the missing piece. And so today, the spoken poetry is about the missing piece. But first, let's pray. God, we thank you and praise you for another beautiful start to our week. A time where we can come to you and be in your presence, God. This is the best start to our week when we are in your presence, God. And I pray that we take that throughout the rest of our week, God. That with every day we start in your presence, God. And, you know, today, God, I am praying that we hear your words through the spoken poetry, God, because, God, you can come through in any shape, form of beautiful art, and this is what it is. This is what we do. We do it in a beautiful way for you, God, because, God, there's no one greater, and, God, there's no one that can do what you can do, God, and so I'm praying that you give us a revelation, God, so that we can receive it and that we can give you the glory for it, God. And so, God, I am praying these things over everybody who is listening on today right now, including me, God. I pray that these words come out the way they need to, God, in the way that you need the people to hear them. I'm praying these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, here it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. The missing piece. Sometimes we come to God with our failures. Sometimes we come to God with our success. But what I realize is when we have to come to our Father, we never ask Him for the missing piece. You see, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit complete us. Yes, this is true. But sometimes, in order for them to do something through us, in us, or for us, we have to find that missing piece. I think a lot of us forget that. We forget that God will never take away our freedom of choice. What do I mean, you ask? I mean, if you don't take your freedom to ask Him for the missing piece, well, you just might be missing out on what could have been the greatest or one of the greatest blessings God could ever give you. God knows all, so why not ask? Ask so you can change the situation. You may be standing in your own way, or maybe you need to let something go. You'll never know. Well, until you ask, of course. The missing piece. I wonder what that could be. The missing piece. God, I'm asking you to tell me. Hope you guys enjoyed that spoken poetry and take it with you into this week. Now I will give you some scriptures that will help you ask God that question of what is the missing piece throughout this next week and the rest of your life. You can also use these scriptures to ask God to just clarify things in your life or ask God to bring things into your life as well. So first we're going to go to Matthew 7:7. And it says, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, it will open. So here, now let's not take it out of contents now, or not contents, let's not take it out of context, you guys. We all know that even though we may ask for something, it may not come to pass, but it's not because the door didn't open or anything like that. It's because it's not in the will of God for your life. And I think we get so focused on, well, his will, what about mine? No. You have to understand that God's will for your life is the best thing. And it's for your life. It's not for him. It's God's will for your life. And I think we have to remember that everything that God does, it's for us. For us to give him the glory, because God deserves all the glory. But more importantly, not more importantly, but it's also to just give to God. Because God knows it's going to be given back to him, so he's going to give it to us. It's for our will. It's for our will. I'm sorry, guys. I was just really getting into it, and I might have confused you there for a second. So let me go back and say this again. God may not open that door, but it's not because he doesn't love you. It's not because he doesn't care, but it's because it's not for the will that he has for you. God has a great will for your life. He has a great plan for your life. And so if that door doesn't open, then that's okay, because that next door that's going to open, it's going to be greater than the door that you want it to be open. That's what I meant. All right, let's move on to Matthew 21 and 22, okay? And it reads, "And whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you will receive." And so basically, whatever you ask for in prayer, if you're asking for that missing piece, God's going to give it to you. God's going to give it to you regardless, because if it's a part of his will for your life, he's definitely going to give it to you. And if it's not a part of his will, he's going to show you that, well, that's not it. All these pieces that you got in front of you, there is no missing piece. Throw that puzzle away. That was never meant to be in your life. So either way, he's going to give you an answer. You're going to receive it. It may not be what you were believing for, but it is what he is believing for you. And our last scripture is going to come from James 4 and 2. And it reads, "You are jealous in COVID, what others have, and your lust goes unfulfilled, so you murder. You are envious and cannot obtain the objective of your envy, so you fight in battle. You do not have because you do not ask it of God. You ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with wrong motives, out of selfishness or with unrighteousness agenda, so that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your desires." And so this one's very important, guys, because don't go asking for the missing piece, like, oh yeah, you give me the missing piece, oh, let's get it, my desires will be fulfilled. No. When you go asking for the missing piece, you go asking for the missing piece being humble. Because the missing piece may be in your life, but it doesn't mean that that missing piece is meant solely for you. Because like I said, he works through us, in us, and for us. So he may be giving you that missing piece so that it can work through you for somebody else. And that can be your greatest blessing because now you have another niche in your belt, or you have another, like, for example, let's say somebody needs you to pray for them, but you don't know how to really pray yet. And so God, you're asking God, I need that missing piece. I need that missing piece. I do not know how to pray. And so God gives you that missing piece. But God doesn't want you to use that prayer solely for your desires. God wants you to use the prayer that he has blessed you with, that missing piece, for others so that it can work through you so that you can give others the blessings that God gave you. And I think we lose track of that when we start to pray, that we only pray for our selfish desires, but we need to remember that we pray out of humility, because we can't do what God can do. We can't do anything that God can do. We may be made in his image, but the things God can do, we can't do. And this is why we need him. And so therefore, we have to remember that God gave us these blessings. God gave us these gifts so that we can use it for others. And so that others can take the gifts that worked through you and went into them and give it to somebody else. And so when you ask and come to God for the missing piece, we have to remember that that missing piece isn't just for us. You know, so we have to remember to continue to ask for that missing piece, because God's going to give it to you regardless. He's either going to tell you to start praying about this, or start doing this, or start doing that, or cut this person out, or quit, or stop doing this job. Look, me saying stop doing this job does not mean I'm giving you the green light to go ahead and quit your job. But I'm just saying, like, God will take different things out of your life so that you can see that missing piece that you need, get that missing piece, and then give you the blessing. And I believe that when we come to God, like I said at the beginning of the spoken poetry, we are so focused on our failures and on our successes, but we never really focus on, hey God, I'm not even sure there's a missing piece in my life, but I'm coming to you today and I'm asking, fill in those missing pieces. Because I have no idea where they're coming from. I have no idea if there are any. But I'm giving it to you because, God, I know that you are going to fill that missing piece. You've already filled it in my life for the rest of my life with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And so, therefore, if there's a situation where there's a missing piece where I can't get your blessing, God, I'm praying that you fill that in right now today. Amen. That's it. You pray that whatever missing piece that is blocking his will for your life right now, that he fulfills it, that he shows it to you so that you can get it, and so that his will for your life can continue. Amen. So guys, that's my message on today, and I pray that it gave you something today, because it gave me something. Just now, everything I literally just said right now, I've got a revelation from it, and I've got to realize that, you know, sometimes there's situations where I can't even see that there's a missing piece. And so there's sometimes where we have to take a step back and be like, you know what, let me just ask God for it, because he's going to give it to me. He loves me so much that he gave his son to die on a cross for me. So why wouldn't he give me this missing piece? He's going to give it to me. And we have to remember to just take a step back, come humbly to the Lord, and just ask for it. And then not only use it for ourselves, but use it to change this world, because the world needs God's love. And so therefore, it takes you and me, just like I said 2 weeks ago, it takes one for a miracle to happen in this whole world. And so it takes one piece that was missing, and for God to give it to you and for his will in your life to continue, it takes one for you to begin that miracle, for you to begin to change the world through God's love. And so guys, I love you. I'm going to pray out real quick, and I'm praying that you guys have a beautiful week. So God, I thank you and praise you for this message on today, because spoken poetry has always spoken to my heart, God. You've always given me the ability to see the truth behind the words that I write down or behind the words that are in a spoken poetry, God. And so, God, I'm praying right now, God, that the people have received your word, God, that they see the words beyond the spoken words that were talked about on today, God. I pray that we begin to ask you for the missing piece in our life, God. I pray that we take a step back so that we can see if there is a missing piece, God. Because, God, you gave your only son to die on a cross for us. And, God, he was that missing piece in our life. And since then, we've felt complete. And since then, we have been able to do above and beyond. And so, God, why wouldn't we come and ask you for the missing piece in whatever situation that we are in so that we can continue to be above and beyond in your name? Why won't we come to you to ask for the missing piece so that we can continue to do your works to show people that one special missing piece in their life that'll make them feel complete? And so, God, I'm praying right now that whatever situation we are in and whatever we are missing right now, God, I am praying that you show it to us, that you reveal it to us in the name of Jesus, God, through Matthew 7:7, through Matthew 21:22, and through James 2:2-3, yes. We're praying right now that we know not every missing piece or every situation that we're going through right now is meant for us, God. And so if there is a situation that isn't meant for us and that puzzle isn't meant for us, God, I pray that we realize it and we push it aside and we start building the next one. And that we find that missing piece and that we let it work through us, in us, and for us in all ways. And God, I am praying this in your beautiful son, Jesus' name. Amen. You guys, I love you. For those of you who do not know Jesus Christ, I ask you to pray this prayer real quick with me. Jesus, I thank you for becoming the missing piece in my life. I thank you for completing me and dying on the cross for me. Today, I ask you to come into my life. I pray that you transform me, change me, help me use the missing piece that you've put in me and share it with the world. Jesus, I love you. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins and for taking death so that my sins will not count against me. I pray these things in your son Jesus' name, God. Amen. Guys, I love you. Thank you for listening. Well, I'll see you guys in another 2 weeks. You guys enjoy the rest of your beautiful Sunday. And I pray that you guys have a wonderful, beautiful week. And that every day you start in his presence. Because his presence, well, nothing can beat it. All right, love you guys. And remember, we're all God's love, and that's one love. All right. Talk to y'all soon. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you got something from this message, please share it with your friends or your family. Let's spread the gospel across the world, guys. Remember, we come from one love, and that's God's love.